this room. Why has God brought us together, and what is God hoping to do in us and through us? You know, everything that we undertake at the church, so every program, every ministry, every event, every outreach, it all needs to come back to vision. It needs to point back to the vision, and actually should be fueled by the vision. And that's one of the ways that we know what are we going to get involved in? Where are we going to spend our time? Where are we going to spend our resources? What kind of things are we going to do as a church? Well, the vision is so important to help us understand that. And we know a vision is from the Lord when it's a big vision, when it's a challenging vision, right? The Lord can give us something, and it'll cause us to wonder, my goodness, that's a huge plan, or that's a great idea. Then you know it's from the Lord. That gives you some certainty, right? If it's just something that you can do in your own strength, your own ability, it might be a good idea, but God is a God. If you look through Scripture and the tasks He gave to people like David or Gideon or Moses or the 12 disciples, any of the people that He commissioned and gave great missions to, they absolutely couldn't have done it without the power of Jesus, right? They needed the power of God moving in their lives. They needed to be surrendered wholly to Him in order to fulfill the mission that they have, that they had for their lives. A clear vision is really important because it gives everyone in this room an opportunity to know exactly what God's desire and plan is for this church. And so we just don't want to have a vision. A vision is good. We want to have a clear vision, right? So we need to be able to understand it. We need to be able to remember it. We need to be able to recall it and represent it to others. If all those things are able to happen, then it's a clear vision. There's a good scripture in Habakkuk 2:3. It says, "2 and 3. The Lord answered me, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he who reads it may run." The NLT says that a little differently. It says, write my answer plainly on tablets so that a runner can carry the correct message to others. And I kind of got a chuckle as I read that verse because I was thinking of a conversation I had with someone who was a part of this church. And it was about 4 months ago. And they asked me about this very thing. They said, what is the vision that God's given you for this church? I said, well, we're working on it. We're praying into it. But this person was saying, I want to hear the vision. And the next thing they said was interesting. They said, we need to hear the vision so that we know how to be, that we know we need to know what is the message that we're representing to the world. What is the message that we're sharing with our community? We need to know it. And that's exactly what this verse is saying, is that the message needs to be written plain on tablets so the runner can carry the correct message to others. So you and I need to know the message. It needs to be clear to us so we can represent it clearly to others around us. Amen? Proverbs 29:18 says, if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves, but when they attend to what He reveals, they are most blessed. So if we don't have a clear vision, we're going to be spending time and money and resources on all kinds of things that might be good ideas, and there's always lots of opportunities, especially it seems when it comes to money, to spend, you'll get requests and there'll be opportunities that come forward, and you're never short on looking for opportunities where to spend finances, especially in a non-profit or charitable organization like a church. But we want to be Holy Spirit directed and spending those finances in a way that lines up and is really in alignment with the vision that the Lord has given us. We don't want to be stumbling all over ourselves, but when clear vision is present, we walk in blessing. The other thing that happens with a clear vision is when there's a clear vision and everyone can understand it and get behind it, is it starts to build passion in people's hearts. And that's really my prayer for you guys today as I just begin to share just the beginnings of the vision that the Lord has given us. Our prayer and our hope as leaders is that you'll start to get excited about it. You'll say, yeah, this is something that I can get behind. That makes sense. And that witnesses with me too. I believe when God speaks to us and we share it, if we're hearing correctly, there's going to be a witness in your spirit. There's going to be like a spark that hits that dry kindling, and something's going to happen, and you're going to have just a recognition just deep down inside that, yes, this is from God, and God's calling me to be a part of it. And so when people get passionate, then they're willing to offer time and energy and resources to see the vision established. You know, it's way easier to do a job when you have passion for it, right? There were times when I was growing up where my dad, Pastor Ray, would give my brothers and I jobs. I think specifically of Kelly. He was close to my age. You know, and when he says, okay, there's a truck full of wood, and all that wood needs to get into the basement, it's not necessarily a very fun job, right? But when he helps create a little bit of, he would sometimes help create a little bit of vision for us. He would say, well, first of all, if we don't have that wood in the basement, we're going to be really cold. You know, you're going to freeze. And we were upstairs in our home in Kenville, for example. And if you guys don't get the wood in there, it's going to be pretty cold. Okay, well, now we're getting a little bit of vision behind it. If we don't do our job, we're going to be cold, right? And so, and of course, he had other motivators as well, like perhaps when we were younger, you know, we'd get the backside of a paint stick or something like that. That creates vision as well, too. But the fact of the matter is, he just didn't give us a job, but he gave us some reasons why this was important to do it, and that would help motivate us, right? Now, we're not looking for negative motivation. We're looking for positive motivation, though. We're looking that when you guys see what God's, you know, given us and the message that we feel God's given this church, that something's going to leap inside of you and that you're going to come and say, man, we want to be a part. How can we fit in? With a clear vision, people are also able to stay determined and engaged when challenges arise, right? There's always challenges that take place. I thought of this story of Nehemiah. When Nehemiah came back to Jerusalem and he wanted to build the wall, and the first thing he did was communicated the vision to people, and they were excited about it, but they had challenges, right? They had enemies all around Jerusalem that had a vested interest in that wall not being built, because they preferred to have a weak Jerusalem rather than a strong Jerusalem, right? And so there was people that would threaten to attack them. They were sending letters. They were taunting. There was insults. There was all kinds of threats. And it got to the point that the people building the wall had to carry a shovel in one hand and a weapon in the other, and they had to basically be prepared to fight at any time. But what brought them through that time and saw the wall established? It's because they had a clear vision. Nehemiah 2:17 and 18 says, "But now I said to them, you know very well what trouble we are in. Jerusalem lies in ruins, and its gates have been destroyed by fire. Let us rebuild the wall in Jerusalem and end this disgrace." Then I told them about the gracious hand of God, how the gracious hand of God had been on me, and about my conversation with the king. The people replied at once, "Yes, let's rebuild the wall." So that's what happens when there's clear vision, and it's vision from the Lord, and it's communicated with an understanding. God's favor is on us. God wants to do something. People rise to the vision, right? And so that's what we're here to do today, is to rise to the vision that God has given us. I want to share a verse with you guys that kind of came through or came to our leadership team as we were giving consideration to all this, and we were considering a vision statement and talking about a lot of different things. But the verse that we really keyed on was Romans 5:1-2. I'm going to read it from the Modern English Version. I think Mandy has it there in the New King James. It's probably pretty close. But this verse, I believe, just really captures and has all the elements of the vision that we feel God has given us. This is Romans 5:1-2. "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and so we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God." The first thing that sticks out to me in that verse is we have access by faith into grace. A lot of us, you know, we talk about our faith, right? Or we talk about coming to faith, or how is your faith at? But faith is designed to move us into grace, right? And faith is designed to get us into an open place of God's grace where we stand and we're firmly established. And what happens when we're in that open place of God's grace, when we're standing in the freedom of God's grace, then there's hope, and the glory of God is manifested in that place and in that way. Of course, God's glory is His manifested presence, His manifested power, and His manifested goodness. What is the word manifest? It just means it's real. It's evident. You can experience it. It's tangible. You can sense it. It's readily acknowledged. God's glory is there, right? It's His manifested power, presence, and goodness. So here's the vision statement I believe Mandy has on the screen that we feel the Lord has given this church. Our vision is to be a church that lives free under grace, full of faith, and established in God's word, and overflowing with God's presence, His power, and His goodness. And all those things are in that verse, right? We talk about being justified by faith, having access by faith into grace in which we stand. Well, how can you stand unless you're firmly established, unless you're firmly rooted in the in the goodness of God and the grace of God? And then we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Well, again, the glory of God is His presence, His power, and goodness. So the vision at Solid Rock, if you want to condense it into three words, the vision for the Solid Rock Church is that we are to be free, full, and overflowing. That's clear. We can all remember that, right? Free, full, and overflowing. We're to be free under grace, full of faith and overflowing with God's glory. I need to top up here. Singing and then sharing the word at once requires a little extra water. Let's just talk briefly about those things. What does it mean to be free under grace? Of course, I've been preaching about grace for the last 3 or 4 weeks. We've talked about a lot of these things. But to live free under grace means to live out of the revelation of everything that God's grace has provided. So that's redemption, that's healing, that's wholeness, victory, abundance, everything that God's grace has provided for you and I. When we understand that, when we have a revelation of it, and then we start to live it out in our lives, that's living free under grace. I believe that living free under grace is taking on the identity of the righteousness of God in Christ, right? We're not the old man. We're not bound by sin. We're free from guilt. We're free from condemnation. And we know that we are joint heirs with Christ, right? We are joint heirs in Jesus Christ. And we have full access and full right to the fullness of the blessing. Full of faith in establishing God's word. To be full of faith is to live out of the revelation that everything we receive from God, we receive by faith. And we understand that. We receive salvation by faith, and anything else from God is received by faith, right? That's a transaction that takes place. As we extend our faith, and God honors that faith, it pleases Him. The Bible says that faith pleases God, and when we make a choice to do that, then He's able to give us everything that we're believing for. When we understand that, then we make every effort to build our faith, right? We're in God's Word. We're immersing ourselves in godly teaching materials. It could be music, whatever it is. We're immersing ourselves in things that build our faith, that make us more confident in God's ability to perform every promise that He's made to us in our lives. The other thing that happens when we're establishing God's word, when our roots are deep, right? When the roots of our spirit are deep and we're firmly founded in faith, when the enemy tries to bring fear and doubt and tries to whisper things, we recognize, no, that thing is contrary to God's word. That thing that the devil is trying to say about my identity, I don't believe that. I know that that's not God, and we just have a knowledge of God's word, and we know what God's word says about us, and we can just let those things fall off. We can disregard those lies and those attacks and those attempts of the enemy to bring those things into our lives, right? Because we're firmly established, rooted in God's word, and we know how to fight the enemy, right? We know the tools that God's given us, the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, just the power and authority that we have as believers. And, so we know how to fight the enemy. We know how to beat him off. The last thing is we're overflowing with God's presence, His power, and His goodness. God's glory is everything. It really is everything in our lives. It's one thing to have we can have a creative idea about an event to have, or we can have some people that'll get together as a team and form a team and do something really neat. But ultimately, at the end of the day, what we need is the presence of God and the power of God to bless our efforts and to make them fruitful for His kingdom, right? If we're just doing good ideas, we can work hard and we can have creative ideas and we can apply our intellect to various things, but that is not going to bear lasting fruit for the kingdom of God. What's going to bear lasting fruit is when we're led by the Holy Spirit and then we expect His power and His presence because we're aligned with what He's asking us to do. When we're aligned with what He's telling us to do, then it's not us asking God to bless what we're doing. We're saying, Lord, what are You doing? And then we're getting a part of it. We're choosing to be a part of it. Amen? So we recognize that in God's presence, chains are broken. The freedom comes when we experience God's presence in our lives. The anointing breaks every yoke. There's lots of scriptures that talk about that. But if there's a yoke, if there's a bondage, if there's something that's holding you back in your life, the anointing will break that yoke. And we operate by the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. And God has given us all authority, right, through Jesus Christ, through His Son, because we are found in Christ, because we have Jesus in us, the hope of glory. We have the same authority and the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. And the last thing about God's goodness is I really believe that God's goodness was not meant to be contained, right? The blessing that God wants to bring in your life, we talk about that. Why do we talk about that as a church? Is it just so that we're all full and happy? No, it's so that there's overflow to the people around us, right? The overflow in our lives is meant to bless people around us and be a testament to God's goodness. And what really should be happening is that they're coming to us and saying, why are you blessed? Why do you seem to have extra? Why do you seem to have enough to go around? Or you're able to drive newer vehicles, or you just seem to, you know, you have this money to give to this thing or that thing. Why is that? And you can say, well, the Lord's blessed me. I'm experiencing His goodness, and He's given an overflow extra into my life so I can bless people like you and bless others. That's what we're believing for in our lives. The neat thing with this vision is it's a progression, right? You start off in the beginning. God asks us to be free. He's calling us to be free, to find out how do we get free in Christ. Once we're free, then we can start to get full. And once we start to get full and full, eventually we're going to start to overflow, right? And so it's really a discipleship process that our goal at Solid Rock is to bring people into a full realization of the freedom that they have in Christ, and then help them grow in God's Word, disciple them, show them how to fight off the attacks of the enemy, show them how to have victory in Christ. But then ultimately, it shouldn't stop there. We want to be activated in ministry, right? God has asked all believers to become ministers, right? To grow into just a full maturity, and so that they can reproduce healthy believers. Just like healthy people naturally reproduce, healthy believers reproduce. That means they tell others about Jesus, and the joy and the freedom and the blessing that God's brought to their lives just can't help but spill out to the people around them. And so that's what we're believing for. All right. We got some neat changes that are coming up in the future, and so I'm not going to be able to go into quite as much detail as we did on Wednesday night. And so you'll have to talk to me out. If you want more details, if you're the kind of the person that just needs to know, I want to know all the details, you'll have to come and talk to me afterwards, or talk to another one of our leaders or someone who was here Wednesday night. We had Fallon share a little bit. I'm going to try and represent Fallon's thoughts. She does a great job, so I might not be quite there. But again, you had the opportunity to be here Wednesday night. But I believe that the Lord will help me here. One of the things that we want to do at our church is just create an atmosphere of expectation, especially before the service starts, an atmosphere of expectation that something amazing is about to happen. Because I believe when God's people get together in unity and are united in faith, that something amazing should be happening every single week, right? When we get together on a Sunday morning, that's faith, is having an expectation that when I leave this place 2 hours from now or 3 hours from now or whatever it is, I'm not going to be the same, and the people around me aren't going to be the same, because they're going to have met with Jesus, and something's going to happen in God's presence that's going to move them to another level and bring more freedom into their life. And so one of the things that we're going to do is be changing up, and we're still working on all the details, but we're going to be changing some things up, how things happen before our services. Those of you who have been here for a little bit longer period of time would know that we used to have church at 10:30. We're going to be going back to that at some point in time. We don't have, again, a firm date for that. But rather than having our services at 10:30 and having a longer fellowship time at the end of the service, we're going to flip-flop that a little bit. So we'll be starting our service times at 10:30, and then we're going to be doing some special things, some new things to encourage more fellowship, and really be asking you guys to come earlier and be involved in that fellowship time before the worship service. I think that's going to do some neat things for us. It's going to create a really welcoming environment for guests, right? When there's a bunch of people here, a half an hour, 45 minutes before the service, and they're excited, and they're having coffee, and they're talking, and there's music playing, and there's some other things going on that we'll get to right away, that's going to create a level of excitement. If you're a first-timer, if you're a newcomer coming here, you're like, man, something's happening in Solid Rock. I mean, church hasn't even started yet, and there's stuff going on, and people are excited, and there's some anticipation. You know, Dane was talking about Christmas. Of course, my kids get excited about Christmas as well. When the kids are really anticipating Christmas morning, it's like palpable. Like, you can feel that excitement. You can feel that anticipation. They're like ready to go. And every other morning, you have to wake up the kids at 7:30 to go to school. But on Christmas morning, you rarely have to wake up your kids, right? Because they're motivated, and their excitement level is at an all-time high. And they have some anticipation, right? And so I believe it's that anticipation and that expectancy that's going to help us come early, but also create an environment that's really just a really life-giving, exciting environment to be a part of. So the first thing that we're going to be doing in the lobby of our church, in the foyer of our church, is we're going to be launching over the next couple of months a resource center called The Post. And there's some, it's a neat name. I believe the Lord gave it to Fallon. You can get some background from her. But what is the post? The post is going to be quite a few things for us. But above all, it's going to be a resource center where people can connect and get access to just life-changing materials, things that they can study and receive the Word of God and help it grow in their hearts. So we have a purpose statement for the post. The purpose of the post is to be an access point to the life and light of Jesus by making the Word of God available through Bibles, books, magazines, audio-video teachings, music, lifestyle products, and other resources. So it could be all kinds of different things. There'll be teaching materials there. There'll be Bibles. Obviously, some of you still aren't in the digital age, and you'd like to be able to buy a music CD. So we'll have some music available there. You'll be able to order in things as well, too. But there's going to be a nice selection of inventory there where you guys will be able to come to Solid Rock Church and be able to buy materials for as cheap as we can sell them to you that are going to build you up and encourage you and really strengthen your faith and bring you to a whole other level of victory in your life. I'm really, really, really excited about this because I think it's not going to just bless our church, but potentially it can bless other believers in the Swan Valley as well, right? There used to be a bookstore on Main Street in Swan River where there's a gym right now, but there hasn't been a Christian bookstore in this town for, I think, probably 20 years, right? Quite some time, right? And so we have the ability to do this on Sunday morning, and who knows where it'll go from there. But it's just going to be a place where, there's another statement that Fallon shared with us. It's going to be a place that keeps an atmosphere of faith and love at all times and draws people together, connecting them to God and others. It's going to be a gathering place for us. It's going to be a place where people come together and, they can get access to the Word of God and to teaching that's going to build their faith. But also, it's going to create connection between people and get them talking about this thing and the next thing. It's also going to be our visitor information center, right? We haven't had anything like that, really, that I can recall in this church. But it's going to be a place for people, if they have questions about our church, if they want to get, if they're newcomers and they would like to get a welcome package or, get a little bit more information on our programs that we have to offer. There's going to be people back there that are trained and they know all about the things that are going on in Solid Rock Church. And they can give that information, they can share it with a smile. And so it's going to be a connecting point for new people as well, a place where they can go almost like an information kiosk. So it's going to be multi-purpose for sure, but I really think it's going to be an exciting place. The thing that we are absolutely confident that the post is going to be able to do is deliver the right word at the right time. And that means the anointed word of God at the very right time that you need it in your life, right? It's one thing to hear the word of God, but when you're going through something and you just hear the right word of God, it's the anointed word of God that speaks right to your situation, right to what you're experiencing, man, that can change you. That can bring permanent life change and just be revolutionary in your life. So we're going to believe that the things that we're selling at the post, it's not just good information. It's just not bathroom reading. That's not it at all. These are life-changing materials that we believe, for me and for you guys, are going to be the right word at the right time, just to bring us to a whole other level in our walk with the Lord. So look for the post happening soon. There's going to be some other neat things happening there. You're going to be able to, if you're the kind of person who doesn't like carrying cash or checks around, that's me. I always just carry one piece of plastic in my phone. You can pay your tithes and offerings, give your tithes and offerings at the post on our debit terminal. That's kind of cool. And so that'll be, there's things like that that'll be coming as well too, and so I'm excited about that. The next thing we'll be doing is just making some changes to the Solid Rock Cafe. Now, we can't do it all at once. Rome wasn't built in a day, so the focus is going to be the post first. But we want to make some changes just in the fireside room, and specifically to the kitchen area, to the Solid Rock Cafe, just to make that place just a real welcoming environment, just a place that draws people in, right? It might seem silly, but, interior design and just the way a place is designed, it can be welcoming. It can draw you in. For people coming in the first time, if they come in there and say, man, this is really neat, and look at, they got some really great coffee there. That's just a physical thing, but God can anoint that physical thing, just that coffee and that welcoming environment and some smiling people there ready to hand out a free coffee. God can anoint that to bring to draw people in and to add them to his kingdom and for connection to happen. So we want to just to create, just increase the level of connectivity there and just a warm, loving atmosphere. And that'll be open while the post is open before the service. So roughly, again, we're still working with the timelines, but probably an hour before the service, the Solid Rock Cafe will be open, the post will be open, and that'll be just a time to come in and connect. We allow coffee back there in the fireside room. You can't bring it in here, but you can sure come there and have a coffee back there. So looking forward to that. The last thing that we're going to be doing, again, in the new year, and these things are, I know I'm not giving you guys timelines because I don't want to quite paint myself into a corner, but we're working on it, believe me. But we're looking to launch this early in the new year is what we're calling Connect Groups. And Connect Groups are something that we've been talking about for a while. We've been just praying into and thinking about and asking us, Lord, to give us some wisdom on that. Here's the thing. It's interesting that society, through technology, right, through our mobile phones or computers or social media or whatever, some people would say that society is more connected than ever before. But in spite of, you know, Twitter and Facebook and whatever else that people use these days, people are still lonely. People are still, they desire a human connection, right? They desire to speak to a human voice and see someone's face and be able to sit down and share time, you know, spend time with someone and share an evening with them. You cannot place too much value on the human connection, and it is absolutely not replaced by, you know, connecting through technology or connecting through a phone. So you can be a part of a church, you can be a part of a great business where you go, you know, spend several hours a day, whatever. You can have all kinds of connections in your life, but it's still possible to be lonely and to need more human connection. The other thing that we recognize a need for is that when we hear the Word of God on a Sunday morning like today, it's kind of one way, right? So I might be up here, or Pastor Ray might be up here, and we're sharing what God's put on our hearts, and we believe that we've heard from the Holy Spirit, but that's kind of a one-way thing, right? We don't really have time for people to ask questions and for us to debate or go back and forth, or, you know, if one of you doesn't exactly, you know, where we're coming from, there's not really an opportunity to say, oh, Pastor Kim, you know, can you just kind of dig into that a little more detail? Simply because there's too many of us, right? If we all did that, we'd be here for a long time. Church might be 8 or 10 hours. I, for one, would be really hungry. And so we don't have the opportunity to do that on a Sunday morning. It's a one-way kind of thing, right? Having a meeting that happens midweek, it'll just be a totally different dynamic. It'll give us the opportunity to ask questions, to study the Word of God in greater detail. If we don't, you know, if we read a scripture and it doesn't quite make sense, we can ask the group leader, say, can you explain that? Or it doesn't really make sense to me. I don't understand that. And so it's an opportunity to answer questions, to give feedback, to just to pull apart the Word of God and explore in greater detail some of the truths that we're talking about on a Sunday morning. The other thing that I believe Connect Groups will do is create a safe place where people can just share what they're going through, right? It might be the victories that God has brought in your life, the things that you've really seen God come through for you, or it could be some struggles, some challenges that you're facing, an opportunity to share prayer requests, right? Again, that's something that you can come up and receive prayer on a Sunday morning, but to be able to share what God, you know, to be able to sit down with people that you know and you trust and you know that they love you and just share what you're going through and receive some prayer for that situation and know that they're thinking about you during the week and praying for you, that's a real great thing to have. And that's what we're looking to create with the Connect Groups. It's a safe place where people can grow in their relationship with God by studying God's Word, by asking questions, praying together, encouraging one another. Of course, any small group, any Connect Group should have food as well, too. So this is going to be in people's homes. And so there'll be opportunity for food, snacks. It'll just be just an exciting evening to spend together with your group. We're going to do these in people's homes, right? I really believe that some of the best connection times in my life, at least, and probably for most of you, some of the best connection happens in a home, right? Because you're relaxed in a home. You can sit down and hopefully you have some comfortable chairs to sit on, whether in your own home or someone else's home. But, you know, you're just relaxed. You're not, you don't have to feel like maybe that you're you know, putting on a front at all. You're in your home. This is who you are. And, you know, people relax and make permanent connections and make really just lasting relationships. Amen. In homes. Thank you. Amen. So, you know, this church, you know, I've been a part of a few churches in my life, and this church is really good for having people in their homes. You guys know that. And so bless you for that. I know so many of you do that you'd invite people into your homes, you know, whether it's on a Sunday or during the week. And so you guys are already doing it. We're just going to create a little bit more of it, right? And we're going to be a little bit more intentional about this, because some of us might not have a home that we can invite someone into, but we'd love to be invited to someone else's home. How is this going to work again? This is not going to go on all year long. Probably what we'll do with the Connect Groups, is have, you know, I'm not sure what the right word would be, but semesters or period of time where we might study something in particular for 8 weeks or 10 weeks and then take a break, perhaps have some meetings here at the church midweek where we watch a video Brother Keith Moore last year. So we'll mix it up, be changing it around, and the groups are going to change from time to time as well too. One of the things that I've found is when you have the same group for a long period of time, it can tend to be a little bit clicky, and that actually happened to us in Medicine Hat where we didn't mix up the groups for 2 or 3 years. And then we asked people to consider changing, and oh boy, you'd think you were asking them to like do something really, really serious, right? And so we'll mix up the groups from time to time. They'll be organic. You'll be able to sign up and join a group. You'll know who the leaders are. You'll know the duration of time that you're committing to. You'll know what you're going to be studying. And so that's how we're going to do it. We're going to give it a try. One of the things that we've determined here is to not be afraid to try new things, right? And so we've even talked about this as a leadership team. We don't have all the answers. We don't have all the details figured out yet. So we'll try it one way, and if we need to tweak it or work with it, we'll get it figured out. But God's grace will be with us, and He'll give us wisdom with that. We really believe that. But I'm excited for Connect Groups, and so look for those coming up this year. And we're looking for people to host Connect Groups. We're looking for people to lead the Connect Groups. You'll have lots of support from us as a church in terms of what you'll be sharing. But you can possibly host a group even if you're not leading a group, or you could lead a group even if you're not hosting a group. It doesn't have to be one and the same, right? Or they could potentially move around to different locations. So there's a lot of different ways we can do it, and we'll be flexible with that as the Lord leads us. I just wanted to share one scripture with you guys. I'm just wrapping up here. This is from Matthew 17:20. Jesus said to them, "For truly I say to you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." You know, I believe as we get united in faith as a church, as we get into alignment with what God wants to do, then we're not going to be just doing this, that, and the next thing, but we're going to get a higher level of focus. We're going to get a higher level of clarity into the things that the Lord wants us to be involved in. And when we're united in faith with God's help and with His anointing, I really believe that nothing is impossible for us. We will achieve the vision that He's given us. We will achieve everything that He's put in our hearts to do, and everything that He's called us to accomplish and build for Him and His kingdom in this valley. So what is the vision of Solid Rock Church? It's to be a church that's free and full and overflowing. And we'll be sharing that vision with you more. I was already able to update a graphic on the website. Ryan probably noticed it because he's sharp that way. Oh, he didn't. Ryan always, he's sharp that way. But we'll be putting some things on the walls, obviously giving you some more printed materials to be able to help you memorize that, remember that, represent that. I do have some of these handouts at the back as well that we handed out Wednesday. I think there's roughly at least more than a dozen there. So, head back at the end of the service if you want to get your hands on one of those. And we'll print more of them very soon as well. And also we'll have more information on our website about that. A vision is really not a whole lot of use if we're not repeating it, if we're just not using it and putting it to work, right? It's really a tool that the Lord has given us to direct what we're doing, right? And so we will be talking about it lots. You'll be hearing about it because we feel the Lord's given it to us, but we're not just going to write it down and put it in a shelf and not talk about it again for 5 years. We're going to make the vision plain so that we're all on the same page and we know how to represent what God's called us to do. Amen?